welcome to the You're Late Podcast, episode number 12. This is a fun episode. I say that every time, but this one, for real,
was fun.
Was a lot of fun for me and for Bubba.
And for Bud.
Our guest dog, who is hanging out in the room with us as we recorded this episode, destroyed a tennis ball or two.
Let's have a moment of silence for that tennis ball. Didn't even have a chance.
We're back. Is there anywhere the gang can see you coming up?
The gang? Hey, gang. No. Just like last week, I am still not doing anything.
This is actually just an intervention.
Yeah. If you want, I could meet you at the bar.
The bar sounds nice.
About some stuff, and I'll drink with you.
I would like that very much.
I was talking to the people, but yes, Jake, we can also go to the bar.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. I figured that was my only window while I had you on air to hang out sometime. You guys heard it here first. He said yes, everybody.
How about you?
Me? I have my improv every Wednesday. No, I don't think anything big's coming up for the rest of June.
Rest of the June.
But I know that in July I'll be doing an O'Hara alumni comedy show.
Oh.
So that'll be fun.
All right.
It'll be interesting.
Who else is on that? I'm sure Peggy's on there, right?
Yeah, she's on there. Pat House is on there. And Christian Alsis, who I don't know if you've seen him before.
Jess Alsis?
Yeah, okay. Her older brother.
Okay.
He's a very, very funny dude.
I didn't know Pat House went to her.
Yeah, yeah, he graduated. Actually, he may have graduated with your sister.
Oh.
I don't know.
You learn stuff.
You do. Absolutely, you do. Where can they find us on the old social media?
Yes. If you go to facebook.com/ Your Late Podcast, you can go there and click like, or is it follow? Like.
Both.
Okay. Like and follow. And then go to our Twitter page, @your_late. I always want to say underscore after @. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And, follow us, share it, tweet at us, tell us how much you love us.
Yeah, and if you have any suggestions, questions, comments, concerns, karate moves, recipes, and treasure maps.
Yeah, treasure
maps. Please email them to that's not how it works. Please email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com. Spelled out like you relate.
You
podcast.
Relate.
Yeah. You relate. Podcast.com @gmail.com. And also take a second out of your day, please, if you can. Rate us on iTunes, subscribe, write us a nice little review. So, you know, the more you like us, the more you share us, like us, love us, rate us, subscribe to us, review us, the more accessible we come to other people. And then everybody makes friends and everybody's happy.
Right. We broke the top 200 on the Podomatic comedy.
Did we really?
Yeah, we're wow. Number 160 this
wow.
week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how many podcasts we beat out.
Yeah. We were like 2,000 like a month ago.
Were we really?
Like 2-3 months
ago. Oh, wow. Look at us, guys.
2-3 months ago.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome.
Thanks to you guys.
Thank you. I hope you guys have fun listening to this.
Let's get to number one.
Seriously. And I'm dead serious. If you guys ever want us to talk about anything, email us.
Yes,
please. If you have anybody cool you'd like us to talk to, let us know.
Yeah.
Anything. We're here for you.
Yes.
We do this all for you. We don't do it for our own benefit.
Yeah.
We actually hate doing this.
Yeah, I know.
This
it's
such a chore.
Such an inconvenience. I could be doing nothing on a Sunday.
I could be spending time with my wife and dog in a park.
I just pictured Michael McKean at the end. You ever see the movie Clue?
No, actually, I haven't.
Well, he plays Mr. Green.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, the whole movie, everyone thinks he's gay. Should I spoil this for you? I don't know if I want to spoil
it. Go ahead, you're fine.
All right, well, turns out he was...
I won't remember.
Turns out he was an FBI agent, and he walks out the door, and he goes... So what are you going to do? Like, I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife. I don't know. For some reason when he said that, it just popped into my head.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for thinking
you
that
I... never have to watch Clue.
Yeah. I never even heard of it.
You should watch it, actually. It's a great movie.
Is it really? Is it on Netflix?
Yes. And that's our sponsor today. It is, actually. And that's our show is sponsored by Clue.
Clue.
And Netflix.
And Netflix. And Nelnet, student loan agency. Sorry. All right.
All right, guys. Enjoy episode 12.
We can just see if this is working for a second.
Okie dokie.
You are much lower.
You are my sunshine. My only sunshine. You make me happy.
Sorry, that was...
You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't. All right.
We're on. We're on now.
You're doing it.
Yep. What was the beach like? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was nice.
Was it
nice
crowded? Day.
No, not too much. We just went riding on the wave runners all day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Took Meg. She was terrified because she thought I was going to do donuts the whole time.
You don't have to wear helmets to do that, right?
No.
It's not like motorcycle laws.
No. I mean, you don't have to wear helmets for a motorcycle either.
I thought you did. I thought it was like an...
It's optional.
Well...
I think it depends on the class of your license. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do they do? They, like, make you go off ramps? They're like, all right, he's good.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know.
He's an A driver. Well,
I know you have to do, like... I'm pretty sure you have to do, like obstacle courses around cones and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, swerving in and out.
It's only for the people who can, like, ride the bike with no hands.
Yeah.
Those people. Could you do that as a kid? I could never
do
that.
No. Sometimes. If I was going slightly downhill,
mm-hmm.
I was at a good speed. Because if I started pedaling with no hands, that's when I would, like...
Downhill? You would just ride downhill?
Well, like, slightly downhill. Like, not, I'm not saying, like... down a steep hill, but like
yeah,
on a downhill grade, like a pitch, a lower pitch.
Okay. I think one of the only experiences I hated going downhills on bikes, when I was in like second grade, I went to some kid's birthday party in my new Shaq jersey.
Ooh.
It was a Lakers. Right after his career with the Magic, and they traded him away. I got this bright yellow Lakers jersey, and my mom was like, don't wear it to the party, you're going to ruin it. And I'm like, I'm fine, Mom. So everybody, like, all of a sudden, everybody at the party was like, hey, let's ride bikes around the neighborhood. Let's just be kids. I was like, all right.
Hey, let's be kids.
Let's be kids. One kid just quit his job.
What a weird thing to say.
So we're all riding bikes. But the bike they gave me was, like, the broken bike.
Oh.
Like,
so, yep.
It didn't have a brake. They were trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I learned later.
Are you sure these were your friends?
And obviously, this doesn't make it sound better, but I was, like, trying to catch up with them, like, following them around. Hey, guys, what up?
My bike's broken.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow. I had no idea. Well, then everybody starts driving down this hill, and, like, every now and then a car would come up, and they would come up at, like, 45 in a 25 zone, like,
yeah.
That fast. And I started going down, and, like, the handbrakes wouldn't work, so... I start going really fast.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, control it. And next thing you know, like, the wheel starts, like, just jerking.
Oh.
And then I flip head over, like, the bike.
Oh, wow.
And skid across my chin on the street. I still have a scar. And I got all this blood all over the jersey.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just, like, crying.
And it was, like, a Miami Heat jersey.
And and some old man just, like, ran out of his house with, like, a washcloth. Like, oh, and, like, held it to my face.
Had chloroform on it.
Yeah. I just passed out.
I'll help
out.
You, little boy.
Yeah. 10 ice cream cones later. man, Seamus was a nice guy. and then I remember, like, when we called my parents, I was like, please don't call them. Like, I said I wouldn't get anything on this jersey.
Oh. So what'd you do, burn the jersey? Somebody stole it from me.
I don't think I ever wore it again because, like, the blood wouldn't come out. So,
well,
like,
yeah, right. Ooh.
Yeah.
We used to do stuff like that on purpose, though, like crashing.
Yeah.
I used to rollerblade down this really steep hill around, by my house. And I would just tear down the hill, go up a driveway, and just right into someone's front lawn.
Oh, well, that would, yeah.
Yeah, on purpose, though. So.
That, but I mean, like, that's fun, right? That's like.
Well, I would hit as soon as, like, I was on rollerblades.
Would you hit the curb or go just?
I would
roll
go up
right
the drive, but as soon as you hit the grass, the wheels lock.
Yeah, and
so
you just like
go
flip.
Launch
yeah.
forward. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
masochist.
For some reason, we thought we could be the next CKY when we were younger.
Oh, dude! I think everybody
in
this area did. Yeah.
Just like jumping out of trees and shit.
Yeah, making ourselves throw up.
Yeah. No, I never did that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, neither did I.
Sticking RC cars up her butt. No.
Fisting ourselves.
What?
What?
Mm.
That was... There's a line, and I just crossed it. 5 minutes in. No. But, yeah, I was never one of the ones who, like, really rollerbladed too much. I would only ever do that for, like, playing hockey. I would never, like, go...
Yeah. Well, I
did. You go around town in your rollerblades?
No, I like to pretend that I was I could like aggressive inline.
Oh yeah? Yeah, so you'd go to CNC. You'd be like the guy who goes to CNC.
No, I never did that. I didn't do that. But like, I would play roller hockey too. But and I was too much of a puss to really commit to skateboarding.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, rollerblading's easier. I'll just do that. Like I could like stand up on a skateboard. That was about it.
Dude, for 2 years I tried a skateboard, and by the end of it I still couldn't ollie.
No.
Yeah.
Neither could my buddy. He's like, I remember for the longest time he's like, it would just he would pretty much just raise the front of the board up and slam it back down. I was like, did I get any air?
And you'd be like, no.
Yeah, you got some.
Yeah, you got, dude, GoPro.
Yeah.
Make a tape. Get sponsored. Yeah. That was, like, all my friends' goals.
Yeah, right.
That was, like, the dream as a kid, is to get sponsored as a skateboarder.
Yeah. Some people I know, it still is.
Yeah.
Well, not the dream, but they still like to try anyway.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's just, like, pursuing a music career or a comedy career.
True.
Or
very true.
A podcasting career. Yeah. But, I mean, what sponsorship, like, you get free stuff.
Yeah.
For the skateboarding.
Yeah, free gear.
Free gear, but that's about it, right?
Well, I guess they would pay for your, like, if you were to compete, they would pay for your competition fees, right?
Would they? I don't know.
I don't know. I would
never
imagine.
Really, never like really contribute professionally.
Let's find out.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Harry, and I'm here from the National Skateboarding Society.
Oh, hey, Harry.
The NSS.
The NSS? Yeah. USA?
Yes.
National Skateboarding Association?
That's just our brother. Don't mind him.
All right.
Hey, did you guys save me, the brother?
Nope. No.
All right, Harry. Well, Harry. I got some spying to do.
Harry, who was that?
Hey, I don't know. But so now we're being overrun by dogs.
I just got attacked by a pit bull.
That's what we do here.
I was about to break into a Pitbull song, but I can't think of it.
Just give me the light. No, that's Sean Paul.
Oh, Dios, Matro.
That sounds like a Pitbull song.
I mean,
uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
That's a U2 song.
Yes, that was. Oh, well.
That's silly.
U2 are like the Pitbull of rock and roll.
That's great.
Did you like that one?
I did like that.
I did like that one, too.
I did like that. Some people aren't going to like that.
Sorry, some people. Some people should loosen up and know that their favorite band sucks. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Playing along. Playing along here.
It's called Yes Anding.
What, do you guys still need me to comment on the money made and skateboarding.
Yeah, Harry, how are you?
If you'd like, you can.
Yeah, what's up, Harry?
Not much.
Yeah, what do you have to tell us about skateboarding, Harry?
Not much.
You've been a wonderful help.
Yeah, thanks, Harry, you jerk.
Well, do you have anything to tell us about anything?
Nah, not really.
Well, what's your favorite color?
Not really any of them.
Oh, well, how did you get your job?
Not sure.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thanks, Harry. Jesus. That was fun.
All right.
I think he's gone.
What a strange and
I apologize uninformed for leaving,
guy.
I apologize for leaving my door unlocked.
Hey, yeah.
That was not fun.
It's amazing the people who just show up.
Yeah. This is a wonderful place. This is like, the Disneyland of Earth right here. Where all the guests come to walk on in.
And he brought his brother with him, who apparently wasn't very sociable either.
Did somebody say Disneyland?
Who is this?
Oh, it's me, Victor Disney.
Victor?
Yes.
You're the great-grandson of Walt?
Great-grandson once removed.
Oh, so...
Twice shy.
Are you still blood?
What?
Would that still make you blood?
I believe so. Oh. He's not sure. Harry, get out of here.
Harry's back. So, Vic, you mind if I call you Vic?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, great.
I just don't appreciate you calling this Disneyland.
Oh.
The Disneyland of guests? That's copyright infringement.
Oh.
Well, we apologize.
Are you besmirching your name?
Yes.
Oh, we apologize, Vic.
He's very, like, long-winded and then short-winded yeah, when he starts talking.
It sounds like he just went for a pretty long run.
That's not true. It's medication I'm taking for fibromyalgia.
Oh.
It makes me breathe out my mouth.
Oh, as opposed to...
I'm not out of breath.
Breathing out your ears or your butthole.
Or your nose, I mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks, Victor, too.
What's the, where'd they change the locks on these doors?
Yeah, seriously.
Vic, you know we could sue you for breaking and entering, right?
Oh, I look at the time. I have to go. Thanks.
He just, all right.
He just got into, like, a Jetson mobile.
Well, at least he could have done was give us some passes to Disneyland.
Seriously. Anyway. Now that Bud is doing the podcast.
Literally tangling himself up in the middle of everything.
He's just hanging out.
Bye, Bud.
That's one of those days. Sundays.
One of those lazy Sunday, yeah.
Just another manic Monday. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Turn this into a job interview.
Deeper in debt.
Oh, that's the truth.
Barf.
Sorry. That's how I feel about that.
Do you set goals for yourself?
No, it's more like I tell myself I'm going to set goals.
Yeah.
And then I never actually set the goals.
What do you mean? Like, do you write them down or do you just think of them?
No, I just think of them and tell myself I'm going to. It's like what we talked about before when they say telling yourself you're going to do something releases the same endorphins
as
if you
like
did
that.
Something.
Yeah.
Pretty much a lot of that.
I mean, I'm in the same boat. Like, I like to, like, get everything out. And, like, when you walked in, I was, like, surrounded by books and, like,
right.
a computer. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to write jokes. 2 hours goes by, and I just watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Like I said to you downstairs, I try to watch Bob's Burgers. I don't get it, man.
No.
I'm trying to get it. I want to get it.
No, right.
But some of the jokes were funny.
Because I like everybody who's on there.
Yeah. They did have a burger in the pilot episode, and the burger of the day was called the Molester because it was served with candy. And I thought that was very funny. That was pretty funny.
Maybe it's like Arrested Development. You just have to watch it a couple times for you to catch everything.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but was that one of your goals that you set was to watch?
No, it wasn't. That's what I did instead of.
No, right.
I was just procrastinating.
Mine is video games. I'll say I'm going to do this, and this. I'm like, well, first I'll play like. One round of Call of Duty, and then 30 ratches later.
And you're, like, wearing camo.
Yeah,
just
my eyes are tearing from not blinking for an hour.
Yeah.
You're
covered in a ghillie suit. Just sitting.
Hearing voices in the window, or outside the window. Yeah. But, yeah, I fall in that hole all the time.
I like to make these, like, giant lists, like, to-do lists, and then, like, I'll only do, like, 3 to 5 things on them. And it's a lot that I did.
Right.
But I just set these unrealistic goals, and I fail myself every day.
I think about that, too, and it's like, what about Bob?
Yeah.
Like the baby steps. Like
well, you
baby
know what?
Steps
they say, like, you're only supposed to make lists, like, of things you can do.
Right.
But I see it as, like, the other side of the coin, which is... Make these crazy lists of things to do, but then you risk being overwhelmed by it and not doing anything.
Right.
Or, like, at least that way you're, like, shooting for the moon and you're trying to get all this done.
Yeah.
Versus, like, just doing a list you know you can do.
But it's like you said, if you make a list too big and you only chip, like, you do a lot, but in the grand scheme of the list that you made, you only chip away at it, it's very intimidating.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I did nothing. Like, it makes it seem like you did nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're gonna make a list that big, then make them into subsequent lists, like
of things you can actually accomplish.
Just like do it and like chop off or like divide it into lists of like 5.
Yeah.
And then just set them for a certain time frame. So it doesn't seem like you're just looking at this one giant list. It's just like a list a week.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write
like right now, I think my focus is doing the Philly's Funniest Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like I want to get my set right. I feel like a jerk. Some of my jokes are old in there, and I don't like doing that. But if you're going with what's the strongest, I have to.
Right.
So
are you doing a lot of material you did last year? Or?
I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm probably doing like a 70-30.
Okay.
Or a 60-40, I don't know, somewhere around there.
Okay.
That's industry term for, I'm breaking it up. And the larger number was old material.
Right.
To clarify.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the other way around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But no. All right.
So, yeah, so that's...
I wasn't judging.
Yes, you are. I feel it.
Sorry, my eyes are just frozen this way.
Yeah. Mine are just bloodshot with anxiety.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I haven't seen the Entourage movie yet.
Neither have I.
But people are telling me it's good.
Yeah, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it's horrible.
I think it's like one of those things you just have to expect. Well, go in with low expectations and then...
Yeah, right. I'm not saying I don't want to see it. I still want to go see it.
You notice that, by the way?
His one ear's up?
No, I said, hey, do you want me to bring the fan in? I plugged it in, and it's not even on. Hey, guys, when you invite your friends over, and you're like, hey, I'm going to go get the fan from the other room so that we can be of cool. comfortable temperature. How about you turn it on?
Now that's I have great.
To get up and go over here.
Ah, that's better.
No, that's what's going on.
You're killing the dog. Ah.
Now that's rich, right? That's
yeah.
Who says that's rich?
That's rich.
Wait, so you were saying about Philly's Funniest?
Yeah, so I wanted to get that set in order. I wanted to play around with some new jokes and see if I had any ideas for tags. Then I have like five places I want to go tonight.
Right.
Actually three. I over exaggerated there. Just to practice it. I don't know. I'm nervous. I'm not nervous.
Well, yeah, it's natural.
Yeah.
It's only natural.
It's only natural. It's the only natural. Sorry. It's my southern drawl. This heat brings it out of me.
I got the vapors. Got a case of the vapors. What else have you been working on? You say you had such a big list.
What do you want to? What what else is on your list, Jake?
That's not what
God.
I did. That's not what I did.
What else, Jake? Just tell us how great you are.
All the stuff you're doing, and me, I just have to go home and watch Game of Thrones later.
Dude, every Sunday night I go to watch HBO Go, and it just freezes.
Yeah, mine's kind of finicky, too.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's because it's Comcast.
They know, man. You.
You're like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, they're the worst.
That's great.
Yeah, so I just wanted to try some new stuff out.
Yeah.
And do the old stuff. But yeah.
So after the first round, when's the second round supposed to be?
Like last week of June.
Oh, so it'll be this month.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then, like, into the early July. So it all happens fairly. But the further you go, the more summer it takes up.
Yeah, right.
So.
Naturally. I'm going to Firefly this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you will have by the
time. Oh, yeah, by the time people listen to this, yeah.
You excited?
Did I talk about that?
I think we touched on it, not too much.
Yeah, man. I just bought a new pop-up canopy with a screened in.
Pop-up canopy. Yeah.
Oh, I wish my life was pop-up video. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it would be great, right?
Bubba hasn't watched these shorts in about 6 weeks.
Yeah. Bloop. Something's different. Bloop.
This pizza has been in there for about 6 days.
I wouldn't open that.
He forgot to flush the toilet. But yeah, I just bought like a little pop-up canopy with a like screened in so we can sit under.
That'd
apparently
be cool.
there's no sunlight where we're, or I mean no trees where we're going, so
oh,
it's
good.
Abundant sunlight, I should say.
And it's going to be humid as F.
Actually, it's supposed to rain.
Nice. That'll be actually
so
I think that'll be better.
I'm going to sell ponchos if it rains.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
Make some money.
Absolutely.
Smart man.
I'm not going to say where I got the ponchos from.
Poncho Villa?
Yes.
I love that place.
But let's just say they were at no cost to me.
Okay.
So it's all profit.
So goodwill.
Yes. I found them.
At a homeless shelter. Here, can I borrow this?
Yeah, but I figure if I sell them for $3 a piece or two for five.
There you go.
I'm going to make a lot of money if I get rid of them. If I get rid of them. You know, people
take
probably
take some Shockwave Collective CDs with you. Yeah, yeah.
And some t-shirts.
Yeah.
They're playing on the small stage. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah, they're great.
I mean, there's people would buy it because there's enough bands there.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go check these guys out. How funny would that be if I did sell our CDs and then...
You come back, you're like, I need more.
Like, I think we're famous.
I'm going to Bonnaroo next week. Yeah.
Everyone's going to be so high, it doesn't even matter. My mother's like, you're going to catch something. I don't like music festivals.
You're like, yeah, a buzz.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I don't know, I was like, I'm not going to get high, I'm going to enjoy the music.
Yeah, she's
like,
exactly.
Well, everybody else, I'm like, I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself.
Mom, I bought this Iranian gas mask last Christmas.
Just in case we get bombed.
No, it's for because of the smoke.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yeah. I was thinking like mustard gas.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people bring that stuff.
A guy selling them two for five.
He's just boiling mustard.
He got them. Yeah.
And just putting it into a can.
He got it at no cost to him, and he's selling it at the concert. One for three.
I'm wondering if I'm even going to be allowed to sell them, to be honest, because of...
Probably not really.
Is it considered soliciting?
Yeah.
But people sell food and stuff there, right?
Do they? I don't know.
There's like food carts.
I don't think I've ever been to a festival.
Neither have I. Pretty excited. Really, I'm just excited to see Paul McCartney.
I thought you went to this before.
No, I've never been.
Oh, so it should be awesome.
No, Megan's cousin has gone like the last two or three years.
Yeah.
And a couple of her friends.
You should make some clips, some audio clips while you're there on your phone so we can play it for the next.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably going to record all of Paul McCartney.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you crying in it, though.
Hey, you won't even be able to hear him singing.
I can't even hear anything.
I'm not going to do it, but I talked about doing it. I should have. I was going to get a bunch of green hats from like a five below or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
and hand them out to people when Snoop plays.
That's awesome. Like,
Bring your green hat.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, come here.
No.
You shall not pass.
He likes to take this over, man. Michelle's at the beach right now, so we're doing this thing with the door open.
And we're babysitting.
We're babysitting my dog, who, if left alone, would poop somewhere in this house.
Wouldn't you?
And it'd be like the best scavenger hunt I've played today. Besides, where are my keys? Answer, at my wife's parents' house.
So oh, really?
I had to go get them, yeah.
Oh, no. When was that? Today?
Right before Michelle left, thank God.
Oh.
So, like.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I just let that bottle open.
Oh, you're all right.
I mean, it was empty, but.
Yeah, you're fine.
You left them at her parents' house today?
Yeah, we were over there last night. It was her dad's birthday. So
I saw the pic.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
That's cool. You all right?
Yeah, I was looking at which cable I was, because one of the tracks are low, so. One of the tracks, if you're saying one of the tracks are low, it should be is low. One of the tracks. Is low. It sounds weird, but I think that's grammatically correct, because one is the.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
One of the tracks is low.
You're referring to the one.
It's awkward,
not
right?
The tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? That's different. Depends on what country you're in, I think.
Yeah.
No, I think. Well, that in that case, you're. Yeah. It is. But like as far as like referring to a team name.
Yeah.
Like from watching.
The Flyers.
British League Soccer. It's like they'll refer to like say like Arsenal, instead of like saying We refer to the Flyers are. They'll say, they would say the Flyers is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
because they're referring to it as like one singular unit.
Yeah, I get it. Like a team.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of a group of people.
Yeah, because like they'll say like Manchester United is getting tacos at the taco truck. It's halftime. The
carb
score
up for the second half.
The score is 0.
No, nil nil.
Love.
Wrong sport.
Yeah.
Sato.
They're making a racket down there. They don't have rackets. You know. Worst announcer ever. Yeah. The guy who just got a job.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just really happy to be here.
Yeah. I've never actually watched a sport. They say stuff like sport.
Sport.
I'm the worst at accents.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Is that Scottish?
That's a
Hebrew?
That's the accent of the North.
The North. I'm so bad at accents. It's really like, it's my biggest weakness.
I used to.
That and just anything with high fructose corn syrup.
I used to practice accents when I was younger.
You're like, I do voices.
No, not really. No? I used to kind of try to do voices and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, just like cartoon impressions and stuff.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm going to play with this for a second. Hey, yo, watch me. Watch you. Okay, it's fixed. Sorry.
The Cockney accent is probably like the most fascinating.
Hello, governor.
Yeah.
Hey, go and sweep your chimney from your... And I'm saying
you just turned into like a 70s black guy.
Man,
he gonna sweep your chimney for like 70 cents.
$70. I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I'm not going to try it right now because like where do I do this?
How do I make this not sound like a stereotype?
Yeah.
I was so mad today when I realized that it was Sunday.
Because Chick-fil-A
was
closed.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get my Chick-fil-A on, and I didn't.
It seems the only time I ever drive by Chick-fil-A is on a Sunday.
Why is that? Like, you only ever crave Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Yeah, right? Because you know you can't have it. Subconscious. Yeah. It's like when Charlie's used to be closed on a Tuesday. I would always try to go there on a Tuesday.
Charlie's is like cocaine to me.
Yes, it is. Want to go after we're done?
Actually, I would not mind that.
Yeah?
I need to get cash, though.
I have cash, I think.
You know cash for gold?
Cash for gold, yeah.
You know that? Earlier I was thinking crabs for gold.
You ever...
I think I wrote crabs for gold. Or maybe I wrote cash for crabs.
For crabs?
I can't remember.
Crabs for cash?
I thought it was a good idea.
It's called Hill Seafood.
That is right. Let me see what I called it. Crabs for gold, yeah.
Crabs for gold? So because
that's kind of ridiculous. You think about it. You're giving somebody crabs, and then in return they give you gold.
Yeah,
I guess kind of.
A horrible thing to do when you give someone an STD.
I thought it was ridiculous and outrageous. But up until like 25 years ago, we were on the gold system. So technically, we've already done crabs for gold. But we're not on that system anymore.
Let me ask my good friend Josh Harris from The Deadliest Catch.
Yes, that's right. Can you text him real quick?
Yeah, I'll shoot him a DM on Instagram. Can you do that? I don't even know if you can do
that. I don't even know. I don't even know what Instagram is.
Direct gram? My father is now obsessed with Instagram.
Really?
The whole day today he's taking pictures. Like, yeah, I'll put these pictures up on Instagram. Like, I don't use Instagram. we'll just check out my profile on Instagram. There's a bunch of old pictures from when you were two. I'm like, oh.
Check out my TBT.
Yeah, I know, right? He's not that into it.
That's when I had a mustache. I don't know why I said that like you had a mustache.
Well, he actually always had a mustache.
Oh, there you go.
Since the 80s.
So. That's when I had a mustache.
When I was king
of the fall.
Of the mustache. That's the sound of me crinkling my mustache.
That's the sound of music.
Yeah. No. Yes. What?
What?
No.
That's my favorite song from The Sound of Music.
No. That's The Wizard of Oz.
I'm pretty sure it's The Sound of Music, like 90%.
No.
And I don't...
Yeah.
That's right before the Nazis get there.
Yeah, before they kill all the munchkins.
Yes. The flying Nazis.
Yeah. They're all wearing. They're all wearing a little hat. Oh, that wasn't even a coherent statement.
It was. It was. Was it that bad?
Yeah. No, that's what I. That's what I did.
Oh boy.
Don't you like how the weather has?
Just like set off an alarm.
pull the cord.
He's talking about the weather. No, but for real.
The weather has been so crazy the last couple of days.
It has been.
It's been insanely hot and humid and just smug.
Yeah.
Like you go smug. Outside. No, you go outside.
You
go outside.
Fucking weather.
You go outside and you just hear the air go, it's like, fuck you, weather.
Cocky son of a bitch.
So
that's why nobody likes you.
Yeah. But it's been so crazy hot and sticky and gross, and now it's like, oh, hey, we're going to pour it all over you. I guess that's how it works.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, make you feel better. Make you feel cool and comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, we'll cool you down. Yeah. We'll cool you down.
We'll make you feel all nice.
We'll make you feel nice. Okay, that's stupid. I don't know what that was.
Apparently all water.
It was like Cartman taking a bath.
Or got like stuck in the bayou.
Dirty talk with Cartman.
We make you feel real nice.
What a horrible person.
Cartman?
He doesn't exist.
Yeah, he's a fictional character.
But he's a horrible person.
He's pretty terrible. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm really
no,
tired.
You're good.
Very tired. Sun takes a lot out of you.
The sun does?
Yeah.
What did I ask you to do? Did help you? Just did so ask
demanding.
You to ask you to help him move?
Clean the bathroom, wash the dishes, make me dinner.
I haven't done any of that.
I know. It's like fuck you. Why don't you get a job? I'm working all day. Stupid son.
You're just out there standing, going, "Hey, hey,
yeah.
Hey."
Yeah, they're putting your shit all over everybody and
burning people.
See, the sun's an asshole. It's not the weather.
The sun is an asshole if you think about it. Like people have like get sick because of the sun.
Yeah.
Some people can't even go into the sun.
Because they're so scared.
They're albinos.
Oh. I thought you were talking about agoraphobics like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he couldn't either. He was just kind of like a mental albino.
Yeah. Yeah. His brain was white.
Yes.
Very white.
Very pale.
And had red eyes.
I had such a weird, I'd like to understand albinism a little bit better.
What do you want to know about it?
I don't know. Like, I just want to know, like, one, why it happens.
How they get their skin so white?
Dude, how do you get your skin so white? No, you know, how do you, but seriously, how do you do it?
I'm pretty sure, isn't that what the movie Powder is about?
What's that? I've never even heard of that.
Never heard of Powder?
I've heard of Honey with Mariah Carey. Never heard
Powder
of Powder.
Was that movie back in the 90s where it was like a albino shaved head and he had like magic powers? Albinos are
what?
Albinos are magic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never heard of this? Never heard of it.
I never watched it because it freaked me out. But I heard it was good.
When was it on? After The Secret Life of Alex Mack?
No, this movie, I think it came out around the time of Space Jam.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Did you see it at a young age?
No, I never saw it. I just remember seeing the commercial and was like, this is terrible.
You remember the commercials from a movie that came out during the same time as Space Jam.
I don't know if it was Space Jam. I'm just guessing. It was back then sometime.
That's true.
It was back in the 90s.
I miss the 90s.
I do too. I love the 80s. How many VH1 shows can we reference in one night?
I don't know.
You said it.
Yep. You know what that means? It's viewer mail here on the. Why don't see? I have no idea why he's freaking out.
I don't either.
Do you mean? Can I just go see what's going on?
Yeah, sure.
You're the best around. No, they're never gonna keep you down. You're the best around. No, they're gonna ever keep you down. We should just do that. And we're back. Nope, that's staying in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, we took a little. No, I don't even need to say it on here. Hold on, ready? 3, 2, 1. You're the best. Around.
But what were you saying?
Okay, so there's this joke I've been wanting to work on for over a year, where I saw an article about this TED Talk that happened that said in the not so distant future, you will be able to take a pill to learn a language.
Really?
And I thought that's like amazing.
How would that work?
I don't. You take a pill.
And then you just learn it?
Wait every 4 hours. Or you overload on the language and you just start to mumble.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you take a pill and then you just are able to learn that language.
I don't understand. Like, how does it?
I don't understand either.
Like, how does that centralize? And
I just read a headline 2 years ago.
Like, would it? I should probably look into it and make it easier for you to study a language.
I don't know. I thought, like, I mean, of course, my mind goes right to, like, this magic pill.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Well, yeah,
it's a Viagra for your. Your
medulla oblongata.
No, for your dialect.
Yeah, she wants the D.
She wants the dialect. No, sorry. I'm sorry. So basically my joke was like, oh, what? So everybody in Delco's going to be Rosetta Stone all the time? Yay! Or there was something along those lines. Like, oh, people in Delco, right?
There is, yeah, that's a... I mean, no, I like the punchline.
Yeah.
I like Rosetta Stone. That's nice.
No, I don't like it. It's lame.
I like Rosetta
it's
Stone.
It's lame. It's
centralizing it around Delco might not be the best idea, but...
Why? You think people get mad?
No, I just feel like it's just...
Been done a million times.
It's easy.
That's, yeah.
People, like, Delco's such an
well,
easy
fine.
Target. Delco's such an easy target.
Hey, Newark, Delaware, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what the... What?
Newark. Never been there.
Now, yeah. Is it like that there? I don't know. Let me Google it. Put your phones away. This is a comedy
or
show.
Or it could be one of those jokes where you could just do it to wherever you are.
Yeah.
Because people smoke pot everywhere, not just
maybe
Delco.
I just don't worry about the language thing. What if I play with the pill thing?
There you
like,
go.
You know, like somebody like who hates taking medicine so you have to hide it in the yogurt. Like, you know what I mean? Something like that would be so much funnier. So because everybody thinks I'm going to go language, just
yeah.
make it about... Take like the ways people trick people to take pills. Have it wrapped in a banana, a piece of bacon.
Yeah, tell them it's a Flintstone.
And they
vitamin.
Just keep spitting it out. Just ate it.
There's something in my bacon.
How about this cupcake? And he's just, you know, I don't know.
No, that's good.
That's better than the language.
Yeah.
Going
outside
local.
Of the box, left turn. There you go.
It's like, whoa, comedy, right? Yeah. Okay. What if I did the rest of the show like that?
What if you wrote a joke about people keeping beer in the crispers in their fridge and never keeping vegetables and fruit in there?
Are you making fun of me right now?
No, because honestly, I do it. No, everywhere I go, people do that. No one. I've never.
I don't
seen
think
anyone
they do it so their beer tastes crispy.
No,
I
know. But everyone does. No one uses that drawer for.
It's a shame shelf.
Yeah,
is what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. You hide your beer down yeah. there. Because no, I just noticed that I when I reached in to grab these, it was just like, I do that too. No, every yeah. fucking every I go to people's everywhere I go, people do
yeah.
that shit.
You know
like,
why? That's dude. You heard it here on the podcast. I'm yeah. taking that. I'm running
yeah,
with that.
Fine, yeah.
That no. Let's talk about this. Yeah. This is interesting.
I don't know. It's just it's like
nobody buys vegetables.
What's the point of a crisper anyway?
I don't know.
Like you set the humidity in it. Like does it make
does
it more
actually
ripe?
Work?
I have no idea. I've never tried.
I've
it.
Never
I
heard somebody like complain. Oh man, my crisper
yeah.
doesn't work.
My fruit's too crispy.
I got this banana. Now it just tastes
it's
like
covered in bread, fried bread.
No. You know what I had for the first time?
What's that?
Captain Crunch chicken.
Oh.
It was like breaded in Captain Crunch cereal.
There's a food truck at Penn. Well, actually, it's on Drexel's campus. They make a tilapia burrito. And
oh, wow.
The tilapia is breaded in
that sounds good.
In Captain Crunch. It is amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
It is
but
delectable.
Just using that to like come up with food sounds like food you'd come up with when you were high.
Yeah, I know.
But like you didn't have breading, and you're just like, ugh.
It is called the hippie truck.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There you go. I'm just going to cover this in Captain Crunch,
yeah.
man.
Hell yeah.
And then you just do that, and it's...
I mean, that's what Captain Crunch is just deep-fried cereal.
Well, if you were to get high, what would your high food be that you made, your high food monstrosity?
When
or
I was
that
younger,
you have made.
When I was younger, I mean, I still do it now. It's just cold pizza
uh-huh.
with potato chips all over it. on top. Plain potato chips.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, Bubba, I'm underwhelmed. underwhelmed.
It's nothing crazy. It's just like that's
you know what mine was?
What's that?
Well, mine's so much better.
I was gonna say mine was never anything big.
No, that was very. I thought I was gonna be cooler than that.
No, that's it.
That's okay.
That's all. I'm boring.
You're not boring in the sense of the word. I don't know what that means, but mine was. This wasn't even high food. This was just me as a fat child living in Chichester. England.
Chichester.
Yes. Yes,
they call it
right.
Chichester.
Yes, they do.
Paul McCartney sings about it.
Peanut butter and jelly.
That's it.
With barbecue chips in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I've witnessed people doing that before.
Okay, you know what?
What?
They saw me do it first.
They probably did. It's like, yeah, this is my Jake special.
Yeah. Give me the Jake. Extra Jake, and it's just peanut butter. Because when I talk.
Because I'm allergic.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
You can do the gluten-free.
And I can have cashew butter.
That's right, cashew butter. Ugh.
It's delicious.
Can you do almond milk?
Yes. I can eat any tree nut. I can't eat a legume. I shouldn't be telling anyone.
Do you want me to edit this out?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
It's all right. My sister used to she used to put little bits of peanut butter in my jelly sandwiches to see if anything would happen.
Oh my.
And for years, I thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
Because I would eat a jelly sandwich and be like, this kind of tastes like peanut butter. But that's impossible.
Yeah. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
I hear your throat.
Like, even now, I'm still allergic to it, but I'm not. I have to eat a lot of peanut butter in order for me to get a reaction.
Again, shouldn't be telling anybody.
Like 10 pounds of peanut butter.
That's how you want to go, is just in a bathtub full of Reese cups. Leave me alone.
You'd be like, I can eat like, I just sound like Arnold for I'll eat Reese's like a handful of Reese's pieces and be fine. Cuz like if it's diluted with like chocolate or something,
yeah.
Like that, I'm pretty good for a while. Yeah, if I eat just straight peanuts.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You know what I saw? This, because we were talking about food, about the high food and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today I saw a sign that said...
It opened up your eyes?
Yes. It opened up my eyes, I saw the sign. I used to be in the band. Hi, it's me. Vance Blively.
Ace of Bass?
Ace of Bass.
Were you Ace or Bass?
I was bass as ace. it was a side piece. I saw a gluten-free pizza sign.
Oh.
And I was wondering if, like, anybody's ever mixed that up. Where it's been like, free pizza, glutton.
Someone just calls their customers gluttons on
their
sign. Like, hey, it says gluten-free.
Gluten-free pizza. Hey, glutton, free pizza.
Yeah. I feel like that's like something you would see on The Simpsons.
Yeah. Glutton, free pizza. Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was stupid.
I think gluten-free is all bullshit anyway. Or
hey,
gluten allergies.
Yeah, it's a trend.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like ADD and
AIDS. So I said to my sister at her wedding last year. I was like, yeah, just make sure, like, no kale in my food and I want extra gluten. Like, fuck all that.
Yeah. America.
They're very trendy.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you like trendy
people? Her husband is very trendy. My brother-in-law. No, I mean, it's nothing. Whatever. Everyone, it's inevitable. Everybody gets... I sound like I'm an anti-hipster.
You're an anti-hipster.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I wear, like, wearing antis.
Yeah. They're very small on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of choke me sometimes.
You have several of them tied around your neck right now.
Put them around my dick. No.
Thank you for moving the mic away from your mouth when you said,
my dick. My
dick. Our sponsors would have went crazy.
Captain Crunch, yeah. That's it. It's in the same boat.
Sorry, just enjoying this beer.
Oh, the weather is starting to get a little crazy out there.
Yes.
Yes, it is. I think it is already starting to rain because the street looks a little darker.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
People moved in. No. No, I'm just kidding. have you met my neighbors?
Yeah.
I am totally kidding right now.
These walls are paper thin. You guys share a ducting system?
Oh, that would be a nightmare. That would be a nightmare.
What do you got? What? It's Tuesday this week, right? Is it? I'm sorry.
No, you're doing great, man. Sorry. You're doing great.
Thanks for that.
You're doing great.
My mind just blanked. This is like, ay,
so damn. What Tuesday? What you've been talking?
No, I know. Like so, we're exaggerating.
What are you doing?
Fuck.
Oh, hey.
All he talks about is himself.
It's the truth. Now you're learning.
No.
Now you're learning. He's on to me.
Six years later, I'm finally catching on.
It only took 12 hours of podcasting and listening back. Wow. He really turns it on himself.
We're just going to see who could drink the longest.
Well, we know who would win that.
Well, you have less beer than I do, so it would be cheating. Ah, touche.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Corona.
That's what that means, right? Touche.
Yeah. No, does it? I don't know.
Yeah, in Spanish. Touche. Oh no, thank you. You like that? I'm using that too. Yeah. Guys, you're hearing so many new jokes on this podcast.
I thought that was funny.
Touche. No, thank you.
You should just throw that in as like a random punchline. Yeah. Says like, someone's gonna get touche. If it's no, thank you.
Yeah. Don't let me forget that.
That's great. Well, luckily we recorded it.
Oh, thank God. I just want to talk to you. I just want to turn off the podcast now and just talk jokes. Just start pitching all my stuff to you. I'm like, what do you think about this one?
I'd be like a newspaper editor.
Yeah. No.
Cut and
print. Yeah.
Just call me Jonah Jameson. John Jonah Jameson.
That's like Jonah Jameson sounds like a porn star.
It's from Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Never heard of it.
Toby
is that
McGuire?
The one where the guy's parents get killed when he was young?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's the one.
And then he wears a bat suit.
No.
Why do they call it Spider-Man?
I always wondered.
He's more of a bat.
They do swing from, they both do swing from cords.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I was going to vomit.
No, I have that effect on people.
It's what happens when people mix up DC with Marvel in my head.
Yeah.
Just get acid reflux. What the fuck?
I don't know. I like hanging out with you.
Me too. You're a right guy.
You know, seriously. I mean, you know, it's weird that I'm saying it on the microphone. Would never say this to you if the mic was off.
Why do you
But I mean it. Do you like doing this?
Anytime.
He's not answering. He's not answering.
Sorry, I just heard the carpenter. Yeah, no, absolutely. You kidding?
I like doing it.
Me too.
I think my dog is choking. He's chewing on a tennis ball. He's trying to eat it.
No, he's eating the tennis ball.
Oh yeah, he's. He done did that already.
He finished chewing on it hours ago.
Yeah.
Are you gonna watch Game of Thrones tonight?
No, because I'll be out.
Oh yeah.
I think I'll be out.
Yeah. You can be okay.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Just miss my wife, you know.
Yeah.
What's funny about that? I miss my wife.
No, I'm living because it's like a danger field. I miss my wife, you know. I heard somebody doing an impression of Rodney Dangerfield doing, I think it was Todd Glass, actually. It was an impression of Rodney Dangerfield doing Mitch Hedberg jokes. It's like, yeah, I used to do drugs, you know. I still do, but I used to, too.
That's great. Dude, Todd Glass is so funny.
He's hysterical. He is hysterical.
Yeah, he is hysterical.
Sorry, we both. It's like Jake and I both had the same thought.
Dude, I saw a cardinal this morning.
Oh,
I don't. I was like, "Hey, cardinal, what are you doing around here?" He's like, "Bless you, my son." Hey, I've been looking for a place to get out some hacky jokes that I wrote.
Yeah. We could do, that could be a feature in here.
Dude, can we?
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba.
Yes, Jake.
You know, Meg like might like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just picture she's in her. Want me to call her?
No.
All right. I'll just get a recording of her laughter. Yeah. So every time when you do this, you'll tell a joke and I'll just press play.
Yeah. That shut it down. Okay, ready? What's a lawyer's favorite dessert?
What is it?
Tiramisu. You got to get the groan in there.
Yeah.
Hey, what's a skunk's favorite movie?
I don't know.
Spray anything.
All right. What else?
This is true. I noticed that I called Pizza Hut more times than I called my grandmom in the past month. I need to order less pizza. It's never done. It keeps promising you. Oh, that's... Sorry.
It's like a...
It's me crying.
Talking to yourself?
You ever hear a sneeze that sounds like a gun with a silencer? It's like, oh, God, get down! It's just Stephanie in accounting. Like... I wrote Dr. Fart Hat in my book.
Dr. Fart Hat.
It's not a joke. It's just a character name.
That's all.
I hate fall. Trees are such litter bugs. Cinnamon challenge. Ice bucket challenge. How about the get out of bed challenge? This is what has to come out. In order.
It's true. This is how you grow.
Always bring a bag to a nightclub and walking your dog. All ISIS would ever have to do to never be found is start a podcast.
I like that.
Well, we did good.
That was fun.
That was good, right?
Yeah, I like that.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
So much chemistry.
Yeah. It's weird. It's almost like it was just came out in fresh air.
Should we end on something? You have anything you want to share with anybody? Any words of wisdom or fables or... Haikus. Just,
love the one you're with. That's all I'm going to say. In the words of Stephen Stills. All right. Well, maybe he'll be on time next time.
Hey.